Gemara in Daf Tes mentions the famous halacha that Atzei Sukkah is Asur Kol Shiv. That one is not allowed to derive any benefit from Atzei Sukkah. How do you know that? That's a din daraisa. Sheishes b'shem Akiva, Shivas Chag Asukah Shivas Yamin LaShem, Machag LaShem Avsukah LaShem. Shem Shachal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Asukah. There's a comparison made between Sukkah and the Karban Chagiga. Karban Chagiga is Kotchim, it's Asabana. So too the Sukkah is Asabana. And we discussed in great detail what does that mean that it's Asabana. Does that mean that you can't take something away from the Sukkah, a chalik of the Sukkah? Whether the Isser applies to Schach or it applies to the Funus as well. Can't take it away from the Sukkah. Take a piece of bamboo from the Schach as a baseball bat to play baseball. Or take a piece of wood from the furnace for your firewood, for your barbecue. You can't take it away. Well, no, you can't be nana from it even b'mkomo. Then you're not allowed to lean chairs against the walls of the sukkah. You can't be nana from the sukkah b'chol. A big machlokas in the achron, and we said that maybe it's a machlokas rishon. So Tosis here is very bothered with the kash. Tosis says, from Agamar, you get the impression that the Yitzhar of Atzei Sukkah is a din daraisa. It's an issa daraisa. It's learned from a pasuk. It sounds like it's an issa daraisa that you're not allowed to be nana from Atzei Sukkah. And yet the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Mem Hamad Aleph seems to use a concept called muktzah to describe this issa. We know muktzah normally is the Rabbanan. Muktzah is the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that it's also because it's muktzah machmas mitzvah. It's huktzah mitzvah, so it's designated for its mitzvah, which tells me that even if the sukkah falls down, once it was designated for the mitzvah, then it's also la'olam vayah. It's also till the end of Sukkot, right? For the Zion Yomim of Sukkot, until the end of the Zman HaMitzvah, it's still going to be Asa. That's a din of Muktzah. If something is Asa, the Knesset HaShabbos, if you hold a Muktzah, maybe it's Katzoy Levin HaShemashus, it's Katzoy Lekulei Yomah. If it's Katzoy at one point in time, so then we assume that the Isser continues. So the same thing over here, and as we explain in greater detail based on Tosis and Shabbos, the real Isser is based on Bizui Mitzvah, that you're not allowed to disgrace the Mitzvah, but the Halacha Muktzah Machos Mitzvah expands the Din of Bizui Mitzvah. It's an extension of the Din of Bizui Mitzvah. If I only would have had the concept of Bizui Mitzvah, so then I'd say, when the Chayfetz is a Chayfetz Shal Mitzvah, if it's Roy Le Mitzvah, so it's also to be Mavaza the Chayfetz, that's Roy for a Mitzvah. You can't be Machasa the Dam with your foot. You're not allowed to count money La'or the Ner Chanukah, because it's the mitzvah is taking place. It's roi for its mitzvah, or its mitzvah is actually taking place. So therefore, it's also to be mevaz of the mitzvah. It comes the din of muktzah machmas mitzvah, and it expands the halacha of bizui mitzvah. That even though you would assume that bizui mitzvah only applies when the item is there, when the item is kayam and it's roi lemitzvah, so comes the din of muktzah machmas mitzvah. It says no, even if it's not roi lemitzvah, so still the issur applies. So they're working together. Muktzah is really an expansion of the din of bizui mitzvah. But it's a din derabbanan. First glance, it sounds like it's a din derabbanan. So Taisa says, why do I need two different makos? We never say that you need a din derabbanan if you have a din deraisa, if you have a posuk. So if it's enough to say, kor lamali svarahu, that I don't need a posuk if I have a svar deraisa, so why do I need a din derabbanan if I have an issa deraisa from a posuk? Pilei plan. Why do I need a posuk? Why don't I need a din derabbanan of muktzah if I have a din deraisa already from a posuk? So the simple answer to that kasha is that the kasha never began. That's what we mentioned last time. Rashi in the Tanya Mabei seems to say that the mokor of muktzah machmas mitzvah is from this pasuk. The din of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva is the mokor of muktzah machmas mitzvah. The iser of muktzah machmas mitzvah by an esug and by a hadas for recha and esug la'achila. That's all learned from Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. This is the paradigm. The Iri at the beginning of Masech Beitza says the paradigm for all dinei muktzah derabbanan. Muktzah machmas mius and all these other muktzahs, haktzah midas. If a person is not thinking of using this kli, not thinking of using that item, so Chazal asked you to move that item. The paradigm of all of that could be muktzah machmas mitzvah. Why do I say that's the paradigm? Because it's a din daraisa. Could be muktzah machmas mitzvah, mamish a din daraisa, learn from this pasuk. So that could be the paradigm for all dinei muktzah. So if you learn like Rashi, that muktzah machmas mitzvah itself is a din daraisa. It's the exception to the rule. It's the only din muktzah that could be daraisa. But if you learn that way, so then the kasha tosa doesn't begin. Because tosa says, why do I need this din derabbanan of muktzah machmas mitzvah? Is dochen issa daraisa? The answer is no. Muktzah machmas mitzvah is that issa daraisa. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Memhei says that let less like the Reb Shimon Muktza chutz mi Muktza le mitzvah. So he doesn't mean less like Muktza the Rabbanan chutz mi Muktza machas mitzvah. He means aside from Muktza machas mitzvah, which is Taka Daraisa, Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Muktza. And even that's not so compelling. There are other klalim of Muktza that he does hold of. But Muktza machas mitzvah could be a din Daraisa. Learn from Atzei Sukkah, Sarn Kol Shiva. That's what the Gemara Shabbos is referring to. So that's the case, and the whole kasha doesn't begin because even Muktza Machas Mitzvah is not the Rabbanan, but rather it's the Reis. Okay, that's the simple answer to the kasha Tosis, namely that the kasha never began to begin. Tosis gives a different answer. Tosis gives actually two answers. Let's look at Tosis now and figure out what exactly these answers are. Yeshoma says Tosis had the Asa Midaraisa, Haina Ba'oda Kayamis. Asa Lito Mimaraitz. Midaraisa, it's Asa to take Eitzim from the Sukkah if it's Oda Kayamis, but the Sukkah still is standing. But once the sukkah is nafla and batla mitzvasa, so then the issur is only issur rabban. It says Tosis in his first answer, the difference between the raisa and the rabbanon is it depends what kind of sukkah we're talking about. If it's oda kayamis, if the sukkah still is standing, so then there's an issur raisa to be nana from atzei sukkah. Whatever etzim we're talking about, whether it's atzei schach or it's even atzei defanas, whatever etzim we're talking about, that's ba'oda kayamis, that's the din raisa. Zal added this din of Muktza Machmas Mitzvah. If the sukkah was nafla, it's not Oda Kayemes. Batla Mitzvasa, you're not using it for the mitzvah anymore, but it doesn't matter. Once there was this din of Bizei Mitzvah to begin with, so Muktza Machmas Mitzvah expands the halacha of Bizei Mitzvah even to a case where nafla is sukkah, and there's still an issur d'rabbanan to be netter from Atzei Sukkah. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Different situations, whether the sukkah is standing or the sukkah is not standing. What does Tosfos mean? Why should we say that the Issur D'Oraisa applies only if the sukkah is standing? What's special about the sukkah when it's still standing? Comes to Pnei Yeshua, and he says, what's the mocker of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva? It's not from Chagigah. Right? Yishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagigah, Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Asukkah. So let's examine the din of Kotshim. Let's see what kind of Issur HaNo exists by Kotshim, and then we should extrapolate the sukkah. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua points out from the Gemara in Me'ilah. Gemara Me'ilah has a very important klal when it comes to kodshim. Is this Pnei Yeshua? Afagav the medami lohu lechagiga afilu achi bekavonas gufa kaimel and the kodshim shemesu yotsu midei Me'ilah dvar Torah. Yemar Me'ilah and Daf Yud Bein says the Kodshim Shemesu. Let's say you have a behemoth. It was Niskadish Bekdushas HaKarban. You makdish it to bring it as a carbon chatas, a carbon ola. So there is a din of Me'ilah in that behemoth. Me'ilah is a technical term. Me'ilah means that there's a chiyuv carbon Me'ilah. The chiyuv to bring a carbon Me'ilah, to bring a carbon Osham, is only if you moel b'shogeg. Someone who's moel b'meizid, he gets hanor from a behemoth b'meizid, so then he's Loke u'mashalim, he gets malchus for that. He doesn't bring a carbon me'ilah. The din me'ilah, the technical carbon me'ilah, the carbon osham, is only if he's nene b'shogeg, so then he's chayev b'karen v'chomesh osham, three things. So comes the Gemara me'ilah on Daf Yud Beis and says, kotshim shemesu yotsu midei me'ilah dvar Torah. That if the kotshim die, the behemoth dies. There's no chiyuv me'ilah if a person is nene from that behemoth anymore. There's no chiyuv daraisa me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah D'Oraisa once the Kodshim Amesu. So Zokta Pnei Yeshua, he thinks that's what Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos is comparing Sukkah to Chagiga, just like by Chagiga, by Kodshim, Kodshim Amesu, Yotsum Midei Me'ilah D'Var Torah. So too, if the Sukkah is Nafla, then the Issur D'Oraisa of Atzei Sukkah, Asur Kol Shiva, falls away. Why should the two be connected to each other? What's this din that Kodshim Shemesu are not charged to the Issur Me'ilah anymore? So Rashi in Me'ilah explains it through a little bit. Rashi in Me'ilah on Daf Yud Beis says like this: Yatsu mide Me'ilah dvar Torah. The lo kachi Hashem ninu. They're not called kachi Hashem anymore once they meisu. Lo chazu legavo, because they're not chazu legavo. They're not chazu lemitzvasa anymore. You can't bring them as a carbon. It says Rashi, if they're not chazu lemitzvasa, they're not roi lemitzvasa. And then I call Kodshe Hashem, and the din of Me'ilah falls off from the carbon. Very interesting Rashi, right? Rashi is saying that why are kachim asabana, or better yet, why is there a chiyuv me'ila by kachim? It's because they're royal mitzvasim, you can still bring them as a korban. If they're not royal mitzvasim anymore, so then the issa me'ila falls off. We find an interesting parallel in a slightly different context. The Gemara in Yuma has a famous claim. Gemara in Yuma says that lo matzinu davar shenaseis mitzvaso shema alimo. You don't find that once naseis mitzvaso in kachin, that you could be moral in the cheftza once you do the mitzvah with it. The case that the Gemara in Yuma is talking about is, let's say you have dam, and you sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. So dam la'achar kapora, there's no me'ilah. The Mishnayos say that they would mix up the dam in the shisim with water, and then the dam would go out to the sadas and it would fertilize the field. It would help the fields become fertilized. The pella is, if the dam is coming from kachim, there's an issa me'ilah, there's an issa hano in the dam, how can I use that to fertilize the field? I mean, use that for personal purposes? How can that happen? So the answer is, because it's naseis mitzvah. So the dam la'achar kapora is the davar shenaseis mitzvah. So I finished doing the mitzvah of hakarbas hakarban, of bringing the carbon on the mizbeach, of having the kaparas hadam. So once naseis mitzvah, so lamatzinu davar shenaseis mitzvah, so we never find something that is naseis mitzvah, so and still there's an issa me'ilah. That's the yisod from the Gemara Yuma. So the Tosis Yishanim on the side of the Gemara is, how do you know that? How do you know that there's no me'ilah by davar shenaseis mitzvah? So what did Nazis Mitzvah use? So you makai a mitzvah with the dam. You brought the dam on the mizbeach. You were zorik the dam on the mizbeach. But so what? It's a chelik from a behemoth kachim. So why should that permit the dam? But the key of mitzvah, because you did a mitzvah with the dam, so that's what takes away the chiyah me'ilah? Why should it take away the chiyah me'ilah? So the Tosis Yishanah quotes b'shem Rebbe, b'shem his Rebbe. The nafkalei mi'chatos ha'mesos. We learn this out of chatos ha'mesos. What are chatos ha'mesos? There are some kabbalas chatos that go lemisa, the mashal. Chata shemesu ba'aleh. If the bailam of the carbon died, so then we can't bring the carbon on the mizbeach. So what happens to the carbon? So we leave it. We put it in a kippah and we let the behemoth die. You have to let the behemoth die. So is there an issa me'ilah in that behemoth once it dies? The answer is no. There's no issa me'ilah. Once the chatas is mesa, then there's no issa me'ilah. The din is that it has to die. It can't be brought on this bear, but you can't use the animal. You can't do anything with it. So we let it die. That's one example of a chatas that's mesa. And the halach is once it's mesa, so then kachim shemesu. There's no meila. So says the Tosis Yishanim, the mocha the davar shenaseis mitzvah so ein molin bo is from chatas shemesa. Just like kachim shemesu, there's no chiyuv meila. So too, if naseis mitzvah so there's no meila. What do the two have to do with each other? If you were to ask me, I'd say that the reason why Nasis Mitzvaso ain't Maul and Bo is because Nasis Mitzvaso is a special halacha. Once you makayim the mitzvah with the chatza, so then there's no me'ilah in the behema. Why should I say that kachin shemesu have the same din as Nasis Mitzvaso? Very different. You take a carbon, you use it for the proper purpose, you makayim a mitzvah with the carbon, so then I could say me'ilah falls away. There's no issa to be netted from that behema anymore. So why should I say that just because the kachim were mesu, the kachim just died by themselves, there's no me'ilah? What's the connection between these two? L'chor, what the Tosis Yishanim is saying, that the reason why there's no me'ilah by davar shenaseis mitzvah so is not because naseis mitzvah so. It's because once something is not chazi l'mitzvah so, once it's not omed l'mitzvah so then there's no iser me'ilah. The whole iser me'ilah is because the thing is chazi l'gavah, it's chazi l'mitzvah so. So once it's royal mitzvah, so as long as it's royal mitzvah, so you're not allowed to be nana from it, you're not allowed to be moel bo. If it's not royal mitzvah so anymore, so then the issa me'ilah falls away. So that's the case. It's not a function of naseis mitzvah. So naseis mitzvah so is just an example of something that it's not omid mitzvah so anymore. I did whatever I was supposed to do with the dam. I did the kapara b'dam. So once I did the kapara b'dam, it's not omid mitzvah so anymore, so the issa me'ilah falls away. It's no different than kachin shemesu. It's mamish the same idea. If it's chazil gavah, if it's royal mitzvah, so then there's an issa me'ilah, there's an issa rano. It's not chazil mitzvah, so then there's no issa me'ilah. If there's no issa me'ilah, then that's true both if nasis mitzvah, so and if lo nasis mitzvah, so. As long as the kachin were mesu, it's not chazil gavah anymore, so then there's no issa me'ilah. So comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, that l'chor is what Tosis is saying over here. If the sukkah is kayam, so then the iser But that's a sukkah kol shiva, that still applies. Since it's royal mitzvah, so the sukkah is royal mitzvah, so you can sit in the sukkah in the kind of mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So then we learn from chagiga, we learn from kachim, that if it's royal mitzvah, so then there's an isra me'ilah, there's an isra anah. Once the sukkah falls down, so then just like by kachim, we say kachim shemesu, ayatsu midei me'ilah, there's no isra me'ilah anymore. So sukkah as well, the isra deraisa, vatsi sukkah asun kol shiva, which is learned from kachim, should not apply either. And the Pnei Yeshua is going one step further. The Pnei Yeshua is assuming that if it's not royal, if it's vassal anymore, so not only is there no Issa Me'ilah, there's no Issa Hanoah either. You could have said that there's an Issa Me'ilah, but there's no Chi of Me'ilah, there's no Chi of Karban. It's a special halacha. Pnei Yeshua apparently is assuming that there's no Chi of Karban Me'ilah, but there's no Issa Hanoah Behekdish either. And that's the connection to Sukkah. Right? No one would say that if you're Nena from a Sukkah, there's a Chi of Karban. Right? We're talking about the Issa Hanoah itself. Yeshua is assuming that kachim shemesu don't have a chi of me'ilah, there's no chi of karban, nor is there an iser hanoah daraisa either. But that's the connection to sukkah. That if the sukkah was nafla, then the iser hanoah daraisa doesn't apply. Just like the iser hanoah of kachim wouldn't apply, the iser hanoah of sukkah doesn't apply. Only iser hanoah is the iser derabbanan of muksa machmas mitzvah. So that could be the first answer.
So,
yes. He doesn't have to. He could say, like the Taz, that even though Hazman and Milsa by Kachim, but that's a prat that doesn't apply to Sukkah. We don't necessarily have to apply, I have to connect Sukkah to Kachim completely.
Same, because he's saying once it's Ra'il and Mitzvah, that's okay, so even though you haven't said it yet, it's Ra'il and Mitzvah, so.
Could be that if you haven't sat in it yet, then this special halacha doesn't apply, because that's learned out of Xeris HaKasim, right? If we learn Shilas Yomin, is teaching me that the halacha only applies to the mitzvah, to this man ha-mitzvah, and even further than that, it only applies once the mitzvah has begun, so it could be that it's limited a little bit. I mean, the Taz limited it. Before the Taz, I never would have said that. I would have said Hazman ha-milsa. The Taz is trying to explain the Ramah, because the Ramah says Hazman ha-lav-milsa by sukkah. So how do you say such a thing? The Taz says it's based on the pasuk. So I'm not sure what to do with that. Right? I mean, I would imagine others could disagree, but that's the Ramah. So Taz is trying to explain the Shita of the Ramah. So I don't think the Pnei Yeshua is against the Ramah. He could just explain, based on the Taz, that he's limiting it to the Zman that's Roy for the Mitzvah, but only after the Mitzvah has actually begun, you've actually sat in the Sukkah. The Pnei Yeshua adds another Kenech, another point within Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua is Mitzayin to the Taz. He says, I am Taz, and Sivin Tov Reishlam and Chayas have gotten Gim. Can. He's just Mitzayin to the Taz. What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? I'm not sure if this is the part of the Pnei Yeshua that I gave you. But after the bracket, after the end of the chelik that I gave you, he's Mitzayin to the Taz, the famous Taz that we always talk about. Right? What does the Pnei Yeshua mean? What's the connection between that Taz and the first day of Tosfos? What does the Taz say? Again, the Taz says that the only time that the Yisra HaNoah Vatzi Sukkah applies is what? Derech Bittul. Right? Vatam Nutzvaso. Vata l'chelik of the sukkah from the mitzvah, take it away from the sukkah, so then there's an Issur HaNoah. What's happening with this day in Tosfos? L'chara, what the Pnei Yeshua means is that this day in Tosfos, this first day in Tosfos, could not be going like the Taz. Why? Because the Taz says that if there's no bittul mitzvah, if you're using Yatzis sukkah but you're not mevatel it from its mitzvah, then there's no Issur HaNoah b'chlal. There's no Issur HaNoah Daraisa, there's no Issur HaNoah Darabanan either, according to the Taz, right? It's Heter Gomer. That's why the Taz says that you're allowed to lean the chairs against the walls of the Sukkah. And yet, according to Tosfos, even though the Sukkah has fallen, it's not royal in its law, so is it mutter to be Nana from the Sukkah? No, there still is an Issur Darabanan of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. It comes to Pnei Yeshua and points out that Tosfos is not exactly like the Taz. Because according to the sheet of the Taz, what should come out is if the sukkah is not royal, the mitzvah is because it already fell down. By being nena from the atzi sukkah, you're not being mevatelit mi mitzvah. So l'chor, it should be mutter, it should be het gomer to be nena from the sukkah. So why is it still an issur derabbanan of muksa machmas mitzvah? Must be that this first day of Tosfos is not working in tandem with the Taz. That's the ha'ora, the little ha'ora that Yeshua adds, the wrinkle. The wrinkle that he adds to this day in Tosfos, that it must not be working with the Taz. Okay, this is the first day in Tosfos. Questions. Okay. One day comes Tosfos now, there's a big back and forth in the Gemara and Beitza. So we're not going to get to all the Tanoim. There are a lot of detail in Tosis, but we just streamlined. Okay, we got the basic sheet of Tosis. When you learn Masechta Beitza, so then you have to fit in the whole sugi of Tanai, when you can be master in the Sukkah, in the Noi Sukkah. It's a complicated study, but we're not going to focus on that. This is the first day of Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam has a different sheet. That's what Tosis quotes in the last of the thin lines. Rabbeinu Tam afarish, the etzim shel kadei hechsher Sukkah, chayla kedusha layo, v'asiri nidaraisim. Aval ayosim echadei hechsher l'mitzri ela midrabam. Comes to Rabbeinu Tam and he has another Tosis. Another chilik between the rice and the rabbah. Not a chilik between whether the sukkah is kaim or the sukkah fell down, but rather a chilik between k'dei hechsher sukkah and yosim k'dei hechsher sukkah. There's a basic shear of sukkah, as we've discussed at great length during this man, right? Zayin al zayin, kaskar like Beis Shammai, so zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim, that's the ikar shear of the sukkah. Shtayim kilchos and shlish zafilu tefach. The Dofen Revi, that's more than the Shir Hechsher Sukkah. So Zokta Rabbi Natan, the Issa the Reis of Atzi Sukkah Sun Kol Shiva, that relates to Kedei Hechsher Sukkah. The Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah, that's only in Issa the Rabbanon based on Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. The Iker Issa is not going to be Chal, the Iker Issa the Reis is not going to be Chal on Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah. That's only in Issa the Rabbanon Mitam Muktzah. That's a third answer. Not like Rashi, all the Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is really the Reis, that's the paradigm, the Issa the Reis of Muktzah. Paradigm for dinim b'rabbanon of muktzah. Not like the first day in Tosfos is that there's a chiluk whether the sukkah is standing or the sukkah fell down, that the issa d'oraisa is only if the sukkah is standing. Rather, no. That both the issa d'oraisa and the issa d'rabbanon are talking about that the sukkah is standing, but the question is it k'dei hechsher sukkah or is it yosem echdei hechsher sukkah? The issa d'oraisa is only if it's k'dei hechsher sukkah, and the issa d'rabbanon is if it's yosem echdei hechsher sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosis and Beitza as well. Tosis and Beitza expands a little bit and explains what Kedei Hechsher Sukkah is the Rabbeinu Tam referring to. This is on the Flamed and Beitz. The parallel sugi is there. Tosis writes, "V'tireitz Rabbeinu Tam, the Masha'om Machag LaHashem, Afsukah LaHashem, Hainu L'Fishir Sukkah." What does it mean L'Fishir Sukkah? What are we talking about? Which chelik of the sukkah? Schach, the funnis. Says Tosis and Beitza, the funnis. We know the Shir Hechsher Sukkah is Gimel Defonis maximum, and Shlish Zafilu Tefach. Abul E Ovid Defonis Shlemas Yosim Shir Sukkah, the Nafik Mikra. If you make more than Shtayim Kilchos and Shlish Zafilu Tefach, you make a Dofen Revi, it's not Osim in a Torah. Bahano. It's only Nesid Rabbanon of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Yela Yosim Kormash Osim Itam Muktzah. Tosin Beitza expands on Tosin Sukkah, he fleshes it out. What are we talking about? Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah, that means more than Shtayim Kilchos and Shlish Zafilu Tefach. More than Shtayim Kilchos and Shlish Zafilu Tefach. You have a Dofen Revi. Dofen Revi is Yosem Echdei Shir Hechsher Sukkah. So that's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. It's awesome in D'Rabbanan to be Nene from that Dofen. In fact, the Aruch Lener and our Sugya. The Dofen Revi is only awesome in the Rabbanan to be Nana from. Which Dofen is the Dofen Revi? But did you number them? How do we know? How do we know what the Dofen Revi is? I hear the idea that Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, but how do you identify the Dofen Revi? What's the Rabbeinu Tam talking about? The Dofen Revi? You have four Defonis. How do I know what's the Dofen Revi? They all could be part of the original three. What does that mean that the Dofen Revi? It's only also mitam muktzah, it's not an issa d'oraisa. So there is a Ran in Beitza. The Ran doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam, but says something that dovetails with the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Ran? This is on page 1 of the packet. Packet 31. And the Yud Zayin went out in that area. The Atzei Sukkah, the Mitzri, and the Akesha, the Chag, after Fonis Bechlola. So first of all, the Ran says that the Isser Anov Sukkah applies even to the Funis, not just Schach. Shagam Ein Tzvichem LaHechsher Sukkah. You need them for the Hechsher Sukkah as well. Interesting. It's a very important lashon in the Ran. Like going back to the first Shia. Notice, he says the reason why there's an Isser Anov of Atzei Sukkah in the Funis is not because it's an Ikka Chepzeh Shel Sukkah. It's part of the Chepzeh Shel Sukkah. He says, Beferish, Af Hein Tzvichem LaHechsher Sukkah. Sounds like he's saying that you wouldn't think that the Yetzer Hara Sukkah should apply to the Kfaras, but it does. Because you need them for the Hechsher Sukkah. Right? It's interesting. Interesting lotion. Okay, whatever. Leave it on the side. But after you finish the shear that you need for the funnas, initial machshir sukkah, you don't stay the funnas for gimel tefach. Once you finished making the shtankel chas and shlish zavil tefach, im achak achosiv dofen mashmad lo mitzura. If then you add in another dofen revi, it's not asa b'amud. It's mutter. It's mutter b'amud. It's only a dofen revi. Says the Rambam. But if you make the four stam, it's not that you finish the stam kilchazon and shlishi zavil tefach and then you added the dofen revi, but rather in the beginning you made the four together. So then the Ran says, then they're all osir mitam muktzah. Interesting chiluk, the Ran says, that it depends on the process. How did you make the defunas? Did you make the defunas together as a group of four? Or you made the stam kilchazon and shlishi zavil tefach, you made the basic bare bones sukkah, and then you added to it later. If you added to it later, then the fourth dofen is mutabanu. If you didn't add it to it later, so then they're all us, or all four of them are going to be us. That's the Shita of the Rabbi. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Tafrei Shlam Echesif Ali. Quotes around the Halacha. Atzei Sukkah, Asunah Kol Shmona Simei Achag, V'Atzei Defonas Ben Atzei Schach. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rabbi. Even Atzei Defonas are also us, within this. This is in the Raisin. Skipping a little bit. V'macha sha'asa ashir atzarech min ha'defonis v'nishlam ha'ch shesukah hosif dofen lo mitzira. But if after you finish making the shtayim kilchos and shlish zavil tefach, the dofen revi does not become osir. Avlam osa arbatan stam kulan asuros u'muktzos. But if you make the four stam, you build a sukkah. You didn't stop in the middle. So then they're all osir. Mitam muktza. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Quotes the Ram. Zokdibir alocha. He thinks the Rabbeinu Tam might be following the opinion of the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam, who says that when is there an Issa deraisa of Atzei Sukkah or in Kol Shiva? When is there an Issa deraisa? The Issa deraisa is if you make the four walls together. If it's Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, so then min haTorah it's Osir. So what does Kedei Hechsher Sukkah mean? So if you make the four walls together, so then it's viewed as one unit. But if you separate, so then once you make the shir k'day akshir sukkah, then that's awesome in HaTorah. But the rest of it, if you add on a dofen revi, that's only awesome in Tambukta. That's only in Issa d'Rabban. Says the Ran, it could be that's what the Rabbeinu Tam means. That's what Tosis and Beitza is saying. What kind of a strange halach is it that if you make them all together, then they're all awesome in HaTorah. If you make them separately, then only the k'day akshir sukkah is in Issa d'Raisa. What kind of a strange idea is that? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, it makes an interesting dimyon to another Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos talks about the mitzvah of milah. So we know in the bris milah there are some tzitzin, there are different tzitzin, different appendages to the bris milah, different pieces of skin. There are what's called tzitzin ma'akvenes hamilah and tzitzin she'ein ma'akvenes hamilah. Some appendages are ma'akvenes hamilah, the ma'akiv in the mitzvah of bris milah, the mitzvah deraisa, and some are not. They're extra. They're a hidden mitzvah. It's a hidden mitzvah to take off those seats in Shem Akhna Samila as well. The Bryson Shabbos discusses what happens if Silek Yodel. Let's say a person was osik in the mitzvah of Mila. So obviously, if he's osik in the mitzvah of Mila, then he's supposed to remove all of the tzitzin. He's supposed to remove all the tzitzin. Ben the tzitzin that I'm akhna Samila, or the tzitzin Shem Akhna Samila. He's supposed to do everything. But what happens if Pirish? Let's say he stopped the process of Mila. So what does he do then? Let's say he stopped the process of milah in the middle. He didn't take off all the tzitzin that attack him. Akivus amila, the mitzvah is not done. Says up the tan and the brisa, then he's chosen for the tzitzin of akivus amila, but for the tzitzin she'im akivus amila, he doesn't go back. What's the case? What are we talking about? It's a big machlokes rishon. The Briski Rav in Hilchas Chanukah has a very famous piece. A very famous piece where he invokes this gemara and he tries to discuss the nature of hidden mitzvah and Hilchas Chanukah and milah. Is hidden mitzvah have to be connected to the gufa mitzvah, or even if it's separate from the gufa mitzvah? It's a whole discussion. But we're not going to talk about that. What's the case? What's it talking about? It's a big machlokes rishon. So Rashi here says hamol b'shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos. Shabbos. That the rule is that mila is dofa Shabbos if it's mila b'zman. Vila Bizmana, a baby that was born naturally, not by cesarean section. Mila Bizmana, natural birth, it's Docha Shabbos. And the halacha is that the mila that's Docha Shabbos is not only the Ikar Mitzvah Bris Mila, but the Hidda Mitzvah as well. Once you're doing a Bris Mila Shabbos, then you do it completely, you do the Hidda Mitzvah also. Because all Chelke HaMila, all Chelke HaMitzvah are Docha Shabbos, not just the Ikar Mitzvah, but the Hidda Mitzvah as well. But says the Gemara, according to Rashi, once he was Masalik Yado, he ended the Ikar Mitzvah of Mila. He ended the Ikar Mitzvah of Mila. So if he left out Tzitzin HaMa'akhanas HaMila, then the Mila's not done. The Mila's not done, so then he can go back. He can't go back for the Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akhanas HaMila, because once he did the Ikar Mitzvah, the Arla is gone. So once he did the Ikar Mitzvah, so then the Hidda Mitzvah is no longer Doches HaShabbos. But for the Tzitzin HaMa'akhanas HaMila, he can still go back, because that's Mamish Doches HaShabbos. That's what the Braisa means according to Rashi. Other Rishonim say, no, Hamol doesn't mean B'Shabbos, it means even B'chol. That as long as you're Osik in the Ikar Mitzvah, then it makes sense to go back for the Hidda. If you're not being Osik in the Ikar Mitzvah, then there's no point in going back for the Hidda, because Hidda Mitzvah below Ikar Mitzvah makes no sense. Right? You never find the Hidda Mitzvah without the Ikar Mitzvah. So once you finish the Ikar Mitzvah, it doesn't pay to go back at all. Not B'Shabbos, not because it's not Docha Shabbos. No, because there's no value to the Hidda Mitzvah if it's not in conjunction with the Ikar Mitzvah. Different ways that the Rishonim interpret the Braisa. What do you see, though, from this Gemara? That as long as he's not Piresh, as long as he's continuing in the Bris, then you can go back even for the Tzitzit HaRanam Ma'akev HaSamila. Let's take Rashi's Pshat. Yemol B'Shabbos. So Mila is Docha Shabbos. What Chelek of Mila? Everything. All the Chalokim. Ikar Mitzvah, the Tzitzit HaMa'akvan HaSamila, the Tzitzit She'ein Ma'akvan HaSamila, the Hidda Mitzvah too. So as long as I haven't finished the Gufa Mitzvah, I haven't been Piresh, so then I can go back for everything. Right? I can go back for even the Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvanas HaMila, even the Hidda Mitzvah. But suddenly, once I'm Piresh, once I had a Hefzik, then I don't go back for the Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvanas HaMila. What's the Chiluk? What's the difference? It comes to Mishnah Berurah and says, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. That if Lo Piresh, if he didn't stop, there's no Hefzik, then we assume that it's Chodah Milsa here. It's just one act. It's one Bris Mila. It's one act of Mila. So it's one act of Mila, just like the Hidda Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos in the Hidda Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos for the Ikar Mitzvah, right? For the Gufa Mitzvah, it's Docha Shabbos for the Hidda too. So as long as it's one act of Mila, so then I can go back for the Hidda Mitzvah also, because it's Chodah Milsehi. But if Pireish, if Silek Yodo, so then whatever I'm going to do after Silek Yodo, that's a new Mais. A new mice, and I've already finished the Gufa Mitzvah, so then I can't go back for the teaching She'ein Ma'akvanas HaMila. Because it's a new mice, and that new mice is not Docha Shabbos for the Hidda. The Ikar Mitzvah, Ikar Ma'isa Mila, that is Docha Shabbos, and even for the Hidda, but a new Ma'isa Mila, that's not going to be Docha Shabbos for the Hidda. So you see from this Gemara, Zokta Mishnah Berurah, that if I'm still involved in the original process, it's viewed as one mice. But once I stop, once Piresh, then it's not viewed as Chodah Milsa. The same thing over here. If I'm building a sukkah, so if I build all four defunas at one time, so then we assume it's one mice of binyan sukkah. So then it's all nitfas. It's part of the ikar heksher sukkah. In a Torah, I'm not allowed to be nana from any one of those walls. But if I broke it up, if I was mamzik in the middle, so then the building of the fourth wall is a separate mice. So it's a separate mice. So then we don't put it all together. We don't assume that it's one sukkah. If I built the Shtan Kilchas and the Shlish Sefilu Tavach, I built the Ikar Heksher Sukkah. I have a full Sukkah over here, so then we don't connect the fourth wall. Because it's a different Maisa, Piresh. It's like Piresh in the Bris. If Piresh, if Silek Yado, so then we don't connect the two. So it's the same thing over here. Once Silek Yado, according to the Ran, then we look at the fourth wall as being totally different, and that fourth wall is not Usr Minat Torah Bahana, but rather it's only Usr Midrashan Mitam Muktzah. And comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, maybe the Rabbi Natan really is taking the approach of the Ran. Rabbi Natan and the Ran are not exactly the same. What's different between the Rabbi Natan and the Ran? Yeah, Josh?
If you add that wall, whether that it's necessary or not, there's no answer.
Oh, the Ran says that the fourth wall, if you add the wall later, then it's Heter Gomer to be named. Rabbi Natan would say that it's still Asim Itam Muktzah. So there is a detail of difference, a very important detail. Right, very important detail, but in Lomdus, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say the Rabbi Natan might be saying in Lomdus similar to the Ran. Similar to the Ran. The Ran apparently doesn't hold of that extra din of Muktzah the Rabbanan. on the fourth wall. Rabbi Natam says, no, the Issur Muktzeh Rabbanan does apply to the fourth wall, but only if you've separated. Then it's Yosef Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah, and then the Issur Rabbanan kicks in.
Back. But wouldn't the Ron say that the entire Sukkah is also the Nam and the Ron's at the end of the Ron, says,
if you build all four walls together.
Right, so Rabbi
Natam
right?
Might say the same thing.
We disagree, surely. Rabbi Natam would say that it's only
in the Shemesh, so it's no. What Tosis is saying, what Mishnah Berurah is saying, is that the Rabbi Natan holds Yosef Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah is only Yosef Mitam Muktzeh if you didn't build it all together. But if you built it all together, how can you define this Chelik as Yosef Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah and that Chelik not as Yosef Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah? What is the Iker Hechsher Sukkah if you built it all together? I can't arbitrarily say this is Yosef and that's not Yosef. It's all one Chavtzeh. The whole Chiddush is if I built it at two different times, if I was mafsik in the middle, so then you can say that if I built the Iker Hechsher Sukkah, that's nitfas as the Iker Sukkah, and the rest is just a tosefes.
Doesn't
Ber
Halacha, though, say that the Ron and the Rabbeinu Tam are not the same? If I'm not mistaken, he quotes an opinion that says they're all very similar, and then he disputes that.
And then he comes around and says maybe they are the same, right?
I'm pretty sure at the
end... goes back and forth. Well, what does he say?
At the end he says that maybe they're all similar, and then he says, no, even in the case where you would add a wall, the difference is what we just mentioned before about how Rabbi Natan would still say it's also Midrash Rabbanan, and the Ram would say that it's...
But then he say the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rav, even though the Rabbi Natan is quoted by Tosus and the Rosh, so what's the Beis Yosef really leaving out the Rabbi Natan for? So he says because he must have thought that the Rabbi Natan is going like the Ram, so he just quotes the Ram. But it's Dr. Zel Bazach. Even though, as he points out, even though the Rabbi Natan and the Ram are not exactly the same, Rabbi Natan holds it still in Issur Rabbanan. And the Ram says that no, that if you separate, then the rest of it, the rest that's Yosef Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah, is Heter Gomer to be Nevi. That's what he says.
Can you say that the reason he doesn't put Rabbi Natan is because he disagrees?
No.
I mean,
he says the Ram is Mefarish Divrei Rabbi Natan. He says he only quotes the Ran because the Ran explains the Rabbi Natan. So he says, why quote the Rabbi Natan? Let me just quote the Ran. I'll go to the jugular because it's really the same as the Rabbi Natan. Af sheyesh chiluk echad, he says. There's one chiluk, the Rabbi Natan holds. There's still an Issur Rabbanan on the extra. And the Ran says there's no Issur Rabbanan on the extra. That's a detail. It seems like he's saying in the end, that's a detail. But fundamentally, the Beis Yosef thought they're the same. And that's why he quotes the Ran, because he thought it's Dach de Zel Bazach. So let's just quote the Ran because that's the beer in the Rabbi Natan. Yes.
According to the Ran, there's never an Issur Rabbanan of Muktzeh by Sukkah. The question is also because when he says about he says there are Asuros and Muktzehs.
Right.
They're all on the same level.
But according to him, that's the only place where Muktzeh is going to pass. Why would there be a different Muktzeh only one over that?
What do you think the answer to that question is? Anything that question, based on some of the sheetahs we've mentioned, maybe there is an answer to that question.
Yeah,
it might be a chiddush, but I'm not sure. It could be the answer for the round. What's that?
Technically, those extra walls are muktzeh, but because we can't differentiate, I guess, between them, they're the same thing.
Better? Better?
Same thing.
Who's that? Tosis Yeshonim.
Rashi,
right? If you hold that muktzeh machas mitzvah is a din daraisa, So it could be Hainu Ha. That din daraisa is mitam muktzeh.
That's not. We're trying to explain the Ran
from the comics. Right. With the Rabbi Natan. Okay. I understand. You ask me for the Lashon of the Ran, and then you try and explain Rabbi Natan. They're not exactly the same. Rabbi Natan would say that the Taka is an Isser of muktzeh in the rest. That's a muktzeh Rabbanah.
You can't just say that with the Ikram of the Ran is agreeing with Rabbi Natan among us. Just disagrees with about one point because
that whole that one point shows us what his actual omnisuit is behind it. So having the Ran on the same problem, saying that they're being found. The Ran just holds that if you build the sukkah together, then it's one unit. So it's all going to be us. If you separate, right, if you build the Hechsher sukkah first, so then the din of Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah apply, the Issur D'Oraisa, Issur D'Oraisa, Muktzeh Machmas Mitzvah, that's learned from the Pasuk, applies only to the Iker Hechsher Sukkah. That's the Ran. Comes Rabbi Natan and says, no, the Issur D'Oraisa will apply only to the Ikar Akshar Sukkah, but there's a new Issa Drabbana of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah that might apply to the rest. So it's like the Ram, but it's like an offshoot of the Ram. It's a little different than the Ram. Why is that so difficult? I'm not sure I understand. What's the problem?
I'm saying that the Ram and the Talmud are the same thing.
They're similar, but they're not the same. Obviously, they're not the same. The Ram is saying that the Issa D'Oraisa is like a Muktzah. That's a Rashi phrase, right? The Ram does not introduce any Issa D'Rabbanan here, and yet he uses the Lashon of Muktzah. So what's he using Muktzah for? Sounds like Rashi. Right? It sounds like Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa. Rabbi Natam is expanding and saying, no, there's a din derabbanan too. There's a din of muktzah machmas mitzvah, but that's separate from the issa d'oraisa. So they're similar, but yet there's a nuance and difference between the two. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is pointing out. Okay. Rabbi Shechter said over from the Rav a little bit of a different pshat. The Eretz HaTzvi in page Pei Dalet He'ora 1. I think he writes this up a little bit. Shachter wanted to say that to explain the Rabbeinu Tam along the lines of the Ram is very difficult. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that we're talking about a situation where you built the sukkah, you know, piecemeal. You build part of the sukkah, then you stop, then you build the rest of it. I mean, that's what the Ram discusses. That is the Ram's halacha. To say the Rabbeinu Tam is also talking about that kind of ukimta, where does he say that? Where does he say that we're talking about that you built the sukkah in stages? It's a chiddush to say something like that. It would be much, much better to explain the Rabbeinu Tam as talking about a situation where you built a sukkah in a normal way. You built a sukkah with whole four walls. Not that you built it piecemeal. So if that's the case, what's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? That Yosef Mechdei Hakshar Sukkah is only Osim Itam Mukza? Kidei Hakshar Sukkah is an Issa D'Oraisa? Yosef is only Issa D'Rabbanan? What's he saying? Talk to Rav. Maybe the idea is like this. Rabbeinu Tam is going like the Taz. The Pei Yeshua explains that the first day in Tosis is not like the Taz. Okay, fine. Rabbeinu Tam might be like the Taz. Namely what? Then what's the Isra no of Atzi Sukkah Sonar Kol Shiva? That's an Isra to be Nenem Min HaSukkah Derech HaBitl. Yom Vatl Mitzvasa. If you take the Eitzim away from the Mitzvah and you Mavatl them from being used as a Chelik of the Mitzvah, you Mavatl a Chelik of the structure of the Mitzvah, then you violate that Isra HaNo. So if you're not mevatel the eitzim from the mitzvah at all, you just lean chairs on the sukkah, that's going to be had to go. But once you're mevatel it from its mitzvah, once you're notel a chelik of the sukkah, you're nene derech bittel, so then there's some kind of an issa. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, well, it depends how much bittel you're doing. If you take a little bit of the atzei sukkah, you take a little bit of the schach, you take a little bit of the funnis, so you are mevatel that chelik of the sukkah, but you still have a hechsher sukkah left over. That's not the issa d'oraisa of atzei sukkah asur and kol shiva. That's an issa d'rabbanan of muktzah machmas mitzvah. It's definitely an issa to be nana. Right? You mevatel that schach from its mitzvah. You mevatel that chelik of the dolphin from the mitzvah. So there's an issa d'rabbanan that you're going to violate, but the issa d'oraisa is not going to apply. Issa d'oraisa does not necessarily apply, because even though you've been mevatel a chelik of the atzei sukkah from its mitzvah, but you haven't been mevatel the cheftza shel sukkah legamri. You've been mevatel the atzei sukkah from its mitzvah b'miktzas. You've been mevatel a chelik of the atzei sukkah from the mitzvah, because you've taken away some of the schach, you've taken away some of the dofen. So some of the eitzim taka has been mevatel from its mitzvah, but you haven't been mevatel the cheftza shel sukkah legamri, because there's still a shir hechsher sukkah. If you're mevatel it so much that there isn't a shir hechsher sukkah left, you've been mevatel it so much. Not just that you've taken away atzei sukkah, atzei schach, atzei defanis, but you've taken away so much of the atzei defanis and the atzei sukkah that now you don't even have a kedei hechsher sukkah at all. Then you violated the issur d'oraisa of atzei sukkah circle shiva. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Where the kipshat? Right, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, if you've been mevatel mitzvah so kedei hechsher sukkah, then you violated the issur d'oraisa. But if you're mevatel mitzvah so less than kedei hechsher sukkah, it's only drabbanan. What's the case? Is that if you took away a little bit of the eitzim, there's still a hechsher sukkah left. You built the sukkah together, you built all four walls. But if you take away a little bit of the eitzim, there's still a kedei hechsher sukkah left. That's also midrabbanan mitam muktzah machmas mitzvah. Because you have been mevatel some of the eitzim from the mitzvah, but you haven't been mevatel the complete chetzah shel sukkah. If you take away the whole, if you're mevatel enough eitzim from the defanis from the schach, then now you don't have hashir hechsher sukkah, zok the Rabbeinu Tam, then you violated the issur d'oraisa of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva, because now you don't even have a hechsher sukkah left. That's what the Rebbe, that's what the Rebbe Natan is trying to say. Yes?
You can't use enough wood that you don't have a sickle left over. I guess the condition that's a formal Isra Daraisa to do so. You don't have a sukkah left. Like, you take it so much that you don't even have a kosher sukkah.
You'll sit in your friend's sukkah.
That's what you keep.
But right. You'll sit in your friend's sukkah. But you built a sukkah. It's right for the mitzvah. And let's say you've already sat in the sukkah. So now there's an Isra Hanukkah and the Eitzim. Right? So there are two. It's your sukkah and your next door neighbor's sukkah. And you want to have a barbecue. So he says, look, you know, flip them. You know, we'll either use my sukkah. We'll use yours. So it the coin lands on you. So we decide to use your wood for the barbecue. So if you're mevatel the sukkah to the extent, you take the eitzim from the sukkah to the extent that you don't even have a hechsher sukkah left, and you violate the Isra Daraisa. Yes?
How would
we
use the remaining time to
Noi sukkah is definitely also mitam bezimit, so that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Right? It's a different halacha. Right, that's not subject to the Isra Daraisa apparently, because it's not a chelik of the Ikka Chetza Shel Sukkah. So I guess he would say that if you use the Noi Sukkah, then you violate the Isra Bizei Mitzvah. Violate the Isra Bizei Mitzvah. And we did Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, even if the Noi Sukkah fell down and not being used for the Hidden Mitzvah, it's still also to use the Noi, the Chor. Right, that's what Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah means.
So then we can't say that Tosfos Hashem is understanding. We know that Bizei Mitzvah is Mitam Muktzah.
No. It's that Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is an extension of Bizei Mitzvah. Right? The Isid Rabbanon of Bizei Mitzvah can extend even after the item is no longer being used for its mitzvah. The Ikedin of Bizei Mitzvah is when it's being used for its mitzvah, then you can't disgrace the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah. But the Chiddush is, Muktzah means that even if it's not being used for the mitzvah anymore, the halacha of Bizei Mitzvah continues. Yes?
So, not every part of the sukkah, we're saying that
Exactly. So the whole kasha falls away. The whole kasha we had is, how can you determine what's more than a Hechsher Sukkah, what's not? The answer is, it's a function of how much you've taken. If you don't take Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, so then that's an Isra Rabbanon of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Once you've taken so much that you don't have a Kedei Hechsher Sukkah left, then you violate the Isra Daraisa. Okay. Yes, one more.
Is it even like a little bit more than that? Exactly. The Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, Chayos Kedusha Aleinu, implying that on the extra stuff you add on, there isn't the Kedusha. So, no, I'm saying
the Rav's Pshat is a little bit of a read in the
you say more onto that it's not just about the shear, but because that shear is special, that shear has the kedusha on it. The other shear doesn't, but it still was designated for the mitzvah, so that's why it would have the.
So you're saying what? It sounds more like Tosfos in Beitza that the first chelik that you build that's kedei hechsher sukkah. That's the Isra Daraisa. What you're trying to suggest? I don't know if you have to say like that. You could say kedei hechsher sukkah. What remains of the sukkah, that's kedei hechsher sukkah, you're not allowed to be nana from, and that's the Isra Daraisa. You can also say that. Right? What remains is kedei hechsher sukkah, even if you took away a little bit, what remains is kedei hechsher sukkah, and the Isra Daraisa of Atzi Sukkah Sarekal Shiv applies to that chiddush. So Rosh quotes Rabbi Natan, and he makes a very interesting comment on this Rabbi Natan. But this will close. Okay, this is the original Rosh that we started with. Opening day. Everything comes full circle. At some point, right? The original Machlokas, the Rosh and the Ram that we had, and Atzi Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva, the Chaim and Sefer. Right? So you got the impression, okay, that's the whole sugya of Atzi Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. Then you come to the Gemara and you see that there's a whole Rabbi Natan and a Taishas, and there's so much here. But the Rosh quotes to Rabbi Natan that Atzi Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva, the Yisra Daraisa, is only Kedei Hechsher Sukkah. And then the Rosh, it's his shita. V'haydna asiri atzi sukkah, haydna davka haschach. Aval atzi adefonos mishra shor. Atzi adefonos is a completely mutter. There's no iser of atzi sukkah, asur kol shiva adefonos, only an atzi schach. And he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even atzi adefonos is subject to the rule. Right, that's the famous Rosh and Rambam that we keep on talking about. But it's not just stam a Rosh on the sugya. It's connected to the Rabbeinu Tam. Right, the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says on the Rabbeinu Tam, when Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva is only limited to the Schach. So just one second, Rabbi Natamid said that the Isra Daraisa is only limited to the Kedei Hechsher Sukkah. More than Kedei Hechsher Sukkah is only Asur Mitam Muktzah. And on that statement, the Rosh says, and you should know that Atzei Sukkah Asmei Kol Shiva only applies to the Atzei Schach. So what comes out? What the chilah between Kedayach Shel Sukkah is supposed to Yoser, Kedayach Shel Sukkah is talking about Schach. It's talking about Schach. What Kedayach Shel Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. Zayin al Zayin of the Schach. But Yosem Echadehech Shesukah means more than Zayin al Zayin of Schach. I don't understand the fact of Beis Yosef. Tosis in Beitza quotes to Rabbi Natan, what does he say? It's the Zelba Rabbi Natan. And he says, Rabbi Natan holds that Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva, the Yisra Daraisa, is Shtayim Kil Chasun Oshur Zavi Gotafach. He quotes to Rabbi Natan and he interprets to Rabbi Natan to be talking about Atzei Tefonis, not Atzei Schach. Not Atzei Schach. What's the Rosh saying? Rosh quotes to Rabbeinu Tam and he says the Rabbeinu Tam must be talking only about Atzei Schach because Yisr, no, the rice only applies to Atzei Schach. That's not what Tosfos Beitza is saying, Frak the Beis Yosef. Tosfos Beitza is not talking about Atzei Schach Bechlal. He doesn't mention anything about Schach. He only talks about the Tefonis. Frak the Beis Yosef, he quotes those who ask Akasha. That it seems very strange. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Beitza is not talking about Schach. He's talking about the Tefonis. So what's the Rosh discussing? The famous Rosh! It's against Tyson Bates. The Rush didn't know Tyson Bates. So the Beis Yosef is a pelodic answer. What is he saying? The Beis Yosef says, maybe what you'll have to say for the Rush is when Tyson and Bates mentioned the funness, Aliba de Rabbeinu Tam, you know, that the Issa the Rice is only Gdeyach Shesukah, Shtan Kilchosun, Shlish Zafilu Tefach, but more than Gdeyach Shesukah is only Issa Mitam Mukza. Nah, he wasn't talking about the funnest. It was just dugma ba'alma nakte. It was just an example. He was just saying, Kedayach Shesukah is deraisa, Yosem Kedayach Shesukah is only derabon. But really, it's nothing to do with the funnest at all. It's really only schach. Wow. The Beis Yosef. That's a chiddush. Unbelievable. The Beis Yosef was so bothered with this kasha that Mamish stands on his head. Mamish stands on his head, reinterprets Tosfos and Beitza in a way that we never would have ever thought of. That the Tavisus goes on, gives you an example, Kigon. So his Kigon, he doesn't talk about Tzchak, he talks about the Tefonis, comes to the Yisrael, but says, yeah, it's only an example. This means, you know, apply it to Tzchak. Really, it talks about Tzchak, it's not really referring to the Tefonis. But just like, you know, there is a Kedayach Shesukah by the Tefonis, and Yosem Echdayach Shesukah by the Tefonis, it's all to by Tzchak. There's a Kedayach Shesukah, Zayin al Zayin, there's Yosem Echdayach Shesukah, more than Zayin al Zayin. Apply what I say to the Tefonis to the Tzchak. Pillar apply. I mean, this is a tremendous chiddush. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. He's so bothered with the kasha that he has to reinterpret Tosfos and Beitza to fit the Rabbi Natan according to the Rosh. Very difficult Beis Yosef. Comes the Sfas Emes and he asks a different kasha. Forget the Beis Yosef kasha for a moment. The Rabbi Natan is talking about Yosef Mechdeach Shesukah by Schach. What's the Shirach Shesukah by Schach? Zayin al Zayin. Zayin Tzvachim by Zayin Tzvachim. So what's the Rabbi Natan talking about? That you made a big sukkah, but you have a sukkah, you have your four walls. You make a big sukkah, it's more than Zayin al-Zayin. So, the schach that's Kedayach Shesukah, that's Zayin al-Zayin, that's an Issa Daraisa to be done for. The schach that's more than Kedayach Shesukah, that's only also mitam Mukza. Fact is, Fas Emes, how do you determine what's Kedayach Shesukah and what's not? What are you going to tell me, like the Ran, that, well, if you started building the sukkah, built the first chelik of the sukkah, and it's kedayach shesukah, it's zayin al zayin. So that's an issa deraisa to be done from. But the rest, you mafsik, and then you continued, you added onto the sukkah, that's only an issa derabana mitam muktzah. Yeah, that's very nice by defonis, that if you built shtam kilchos and a shlish zafilu tefach, so the issa deraisa only applies to the beginning. But the fourth wall's extra, it's not necessary, it's totally extra. So the fourth wall, there's only an issa derabana for. Okay, so in defonis I hear, right, you have your full sukkah. The fourth wall is not necessary. It's more than kedayach shesukah. But the fourth wall can't stand by itself. It's a chelik of the sukkah. The fourth wall can't stand by itself. It needs the other three walls. So it's extra. It's a tosefes. So then you can say that there's only an issur derabanan to be netted from the fourth wall. But if you have your sukkah of four walls together, and you have yosem kedayach shesukah, let's say you have, 15 tefachim by 15 tefachim, right? Zayin al zayin is the minimum. You have a double, triple or whatever, 50 tefachim by 50 tefachim. How can you say that one chelik of the sukkah is kedayach shesukah and the other part is more than kedayach shesukah? I have my sukkah, right? And I have schach along the whole way. And it's, let's say, 7 by 20. right? So how can you say what the first part Zion al Zion that's kedei hechsher sukkah, and the rest of it is more than kedei hechsher sukkah? There's only an issur mitam muktzah to be nana from the atzei schach there. Why is that more than kedei hechsher sukkah? Just split the sukkah in two. Look at it as two different sukkahs. I really have one sukkah here. This is one sukkah, and I have a different sukkah over here. Three walls on each side. How can I say that the extra, even if I stopped in the middle, how can I say that the extra is only Yosem Mitam Muktzah because it's Yosem Mechdei Hechsher Sukkah? It's a totally different sukkah. We can look at it as a separate sukkah. A bishul by the fun is you build your shtayim kelchas and a shlishah filo tabach, and then you stop, then you put on the fourth wall. So I hear the fourth wall is mamish tosefes, it's extra. And it can't stand alone. It's tafel to the other three walls because it can't stand alone. It's only one wall. So if it's only one wall, you have to say it's mitzurah to the rest of the sukkah, but it's not necessary. It's extra. Okay, so then you can say that the issur d'rabbanan of muktzah kicks in for the fourth wall. But here I have a full sukkah on the other side. So how can you say, oh, I stopped after I make an extra sukkah, so the rest is yosem echdei extra sukkah. There's only an issur d'rabbanan to be nana from the atzei schach. How can that be for this fast sense? What's the answer? I thought the answer might be maybe the Rush understood that the Rabbeinu Tam is talking about when you only had three walls. You don't have a fourth wall. So if you don't have a fourth wall, you can't cut the sukkah in half. If you cut the sukkah in half, then you don't have three walls on the other side. Right? If you don't have a fourth wall over here, right, you don't have a third wall. So then the extra after Zion al Zion, if you stopped after Zion al Zion, then you continued. You have walls on both sides, right? You continued. It's not necessary to add that schach. But Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah. But okay, it's a chelik from the sukkah. It's not psala yotzim in a sukkah. It's mamish a chelik. You got walls on both sides, let's say. But it's not necessary. It's Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah. So that's also mitam muktzah. It's also to be nana from that mitam muktzah. There you can't say, well, it's not Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah because you can cut off the sukkah, cut it into two. You can't cut it into two, because if you cut down the sukkah into two, then the second part doesn't have three walls. So maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat that the Rush was thinking within the Rabbeinu Tam. So Moshe Mark in Seder was suggesting a different pshat. Moshe wanted to say that maybe we're talking about that you don't have double the Shir Hechsher Sukkah. Maybe you built Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, you put up Schach, Zayin al Zayin, and then you added to the Schach. How much? 3 tefach, 4 tefach. Not Zayin al Zayin. You have Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, and then you added a little bit more, but the addition is not Kedei Hechsher Sukkah. This is Zayin al Zayin, and you have another two. Maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. That the exit you stopped after Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, that's an Issa Daraisa. Right, this chelek that's less than kedei hechsher sukkah, that's only also mitam muktzah the rabbanan. Aye, the svasemah says, what do you mean? It hasn't yosem kedei hechsher sukkah. Just cut it down. Cut it into two sukkahs. No, you can't cut it into two sukkahs because this extra, even if you have a wall over here, but the extra is not kedei hechsher sukkah. But yet it's cut off from the beginning because you finish, you stopped after you made the first chelek. It's cut off from the beginning, so that's why. It's only Yisro Drama to be netted from that chayv. Eitan wanted to suggest a third approach. The Rabbi Natan might be saying, what does it mean, Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah? We keep on saying Yosem Echdei Hechsher Sukkah means in size, right? In the area of the sukkah. Not Zion al Zion, but rather 10 by 10 or 20 by 20, etc. Maybe what they mean is, you had Tzilasa Merubim Echamasa in the schach, and you piled on more schach than you need. Piled on more schach. That's taka more than kedei hechsher sukkah. Not in distance, not in area, but more than the amount of schach that you need. Maybe that's the rabbeinu. That's the Rosh's rabbeinu tam. You piled on more than you need. So that's midrabbanan. That's only osem itam muktzah. That's not part of the issur d'oraisa of atzei sukkah asur and kol shiva. Maybe that's what the rabbeinu tam meant. But there are some pshatim that we could give. The answer to this Vasemis is Kashim. Awesome shot that we can give. The MS is, once Tosin Bates explains to Rabbi Natan to be talking about the funnest, what can I say? The Rosh's pshat is very difficult. Right? The Rosh felt the Rabbi Natan should only be talking about Atzei Schach. It's difficult because Tosin Beitz explains Rabbi Natan to be talking about the funds. So the Emes, if you would ask me, I would say the Rabbi Natan fits in much more, much better with the Rambam. Right? The way Tosin Beitz understood him, he must be taking the position of the Rambam. And he assumes that the Yisra Atzei Sukkah, Surin Kol Shiva, applies even to Atzei Defunas, not just to Atzei Schach. It's a pillar. We started the year by discussing this Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam, whether the Yisra Atzei Sukkah, Surin Kol Shiva, applies only to Atzei Schach or even to Atzei Defunas. And the Rosh is going on the Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan himself might hold like the Rambam, the way Tosin Beitz explains it. Rabbi Natan himself might hold that the Yisra Atzei Sukkah is not limited to Schach. It even applies to Atzei Defunas. That's not the way the Rosh understood him, though. Rush felt that the Itza Atzei Sukkah really only applies to Atzei Schach, as we explained, because that's really the Ikka Chetz of the Sukkah.